Good morning, Daddy. I start my latest novel to him. A wall of text he will wake up to. Something to start his day with a smile and a bit more. Every other man I've ever met would hate this. Every novel would push them further away. But not him. He welcomes my words, my thoughts, my attention. He'll wake up and hear my voice note, a little moan to start him off on the right hand. I do love having that effect on him. Today I have something different planned. Today's wall of text is a fantasy, a surprise visit, a weekend together, just the two of us. Would he come here or would I go there? Doesn't matter. We wouldn't leave the hotel room. The words pour from my fingertips as I imagine the things we would do together. Would we rip each other's clothes off? Unable to resist once finally in the same space, breathing the same air? Would we take our time? Go slow. Button by button. Kissing and exploring and touching painfully, slowly, until we both vibrate with desire. Or would we be shy? Our first meeting, after all. In person, for the first time. Not just pictures on a screen. Not just a voice in our ear. More than moaning encouragements together as we beg and struggle for release. Bucking our hips in rhythm so far apart from each other, picturing the other writhing with passion. Those are the best conversations. Moan for me, baby. Don't stop. Lately, things have been changing. Our novels are our conversations, our volleys, our back and forth. But when we talk, when his voice is in my ear and mine in his, our hands go exploring of their own accord. I seem to always have a fully charged toy on hand, and he helps me use it. We've even joked about investing in one of those that uses an app so he can pleasure me himself. I wonder if one will appear on my doorstep one of these days. I buck and moan and cry out as he strokes himself, whimpering for more. Our once PG conversations are visions of the past as we can't get enough of each other, each wanting more, but so far apart. He guides me to release over and over again. In the fantasy, when we are spent, we cuddle in bed, eating pastries, drinking coffee and watching our favorite shows until we're recovered enough to go again. We'd watch Bagpuss in the morning, cooing over the sweet and gentle nature of the stories and songs while we snuggled together. After dinner, Taskmaster. Oh yes, the show would be quickly forgotten as we give each other challenges that definitely do not require clothing. Our imaginary hotel room has a large, deep tub where we can relax and clean off the sweat of the day, our weary bodies needing to recoup for tomorrow's repeated adventures. And we need to hydrate. Very important. Good girl. What would he say if he knew the truth? That the idea of a weekend together, while so very tempting, is also terrifying to me. That my deepest, darkest fear now centers around him. We would be at the airport. It doesn't matter if it is his or mine. And he wouldn't see me. Would look right past me. I'm not the beautiful, sexy vixen he has come to adore. I'm just me. If he did see me, did recognize me, would I see the light go out of his eyes? Disappointment at the full picture. He wouldn't run screaming away into the darkness. He would be kind and polite. But I would see it in his face. Where was the vision in his head? The sex kitten he knew and loved. That's a risk I cannot take. I'll write him my fantasy in a hotel today. Maybe tomorrow's will be on a beach somewhere and I'll wear a bikini that I would never own in my life. We'll go skinny dipping and make love in the warm sand. And it's a fantasy, so we wouldn't even get bits of shell in uncomfortable places. It'll be perfect, just like he is for me. We'll end my day together, his day just beginning. I always sleep better when he whispers his goodnight in my ear. I'll cuddle up with my pillow, wishing it was him and knowing I'm too scared to ever let that happen. Good night, princess. Get some rest. That's my good girl. I'll talk again in the morning.